hard place in a skunk ravine. You're hanging out with the guys. Strap on in, honey. It's time to die. Welcome to Skunk Ravine. Get ready to die.
Constantly wrong. I think it's working.
See?
Testes.
If we were at Grant's, everything would be great.
Maybe. Is your microphone on?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mine is.
Mine is on.
That's loud. That's reading.
Well, I put it right up to my mouth, and then...
As you do. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll keep it away from my mouth.
Well, that is a great thing to start on, which is something I wanted to ask you guys.
What's that?
You ever eat pussy with the chick standing?
No.
In the shower.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah. Sounds interesting.
I don't have a bathtub, so.
They're sitting there fighting all kinds of.
Drowning. It's like waterboarding. It's like being waterboarded by a vagina.
He's got a snorkel.
Yeah,
I prefer snorkel. To use bamboo shoots.
A snorkel job.
The snorkel that they're talking
just
about.
Just a snorkel.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, just the mental image.
I just think of Scuba Steve like going down on a chick or something.
Yeah. Oh, Scuba Steve. They call it.
Show up.
I'm trying to think of a
who's
good
ready to
name.
Get wet.
Look, you're gonna. I like to do it in the shower.
Ready to get
and you're
wet.
Gonna run out of hot water. Okay.
It's good.
Fucking dog, man.
It's good.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I don't know, man. The other day, I was just thinking about that. For some reason, I don't know. It just popped in my head.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's pretty tight. It's pretty cool. Just look it up. Like,
oh, my God.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
What?
That shit's fun. Eat pussy.
Grant, what do you call her?
Hey!
Daisy.
Welcome to Skunk Ravine. We got Daisy doing her classic fucking everything up.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This dog.
Lay down.
She's an asshole.
She don't know what to do. She'll probably end up barking and have to go take a shit.
Nah, she'll chill.
Yeah, welcome to Skunk Ravine.
Skunk Ravine.
Shout out to whoever in Lincoln, Nebraska be listening.
Yeah, I don't know who you are, but...
I hope you came back.
We appreciate you.
I love you.
Lincoln, Nebraska.
I dig it.
Don't know who you are.
I dig it.
It's just that random,
about,
like...
You're all right in my book,
that
my
do we
friend.
Know him?
No. Well, technically, I mean, 6 degrees of separation, yes, you probably do know him through somebody.
You think so?
Yeah, probably.
Which one is what? Oh, I know, but you had
preferably
the one that's on fire.
Not
I didn't know which one was smoking, bro.
The fire one. But yeah, shout out to whoever's listening in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Skunkravine at gmail.com. Throw us a shout back.
If you want a shirt. There's some stickers. Let us know.
Yeah, stickers.
Anybody. It doesn't have to be from Nebraska.
Put them on your truck, presumably.
Yeah.
You're in Nebraska. You got to have a truck.
I like trucker bathrooms.
We should make Skunk Ravine
balls. I've been to the
biggest
truck stop in America. It was amazing.
Is it like...
Whereabouts?
Like small Walmart.
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
I wanted to say it was in Tennessee.
How many lot lizards?
Sounds like a Tennessee move.
Yeah. Like they had a... They had a fucking beautiful semi. Like, it was decked out, dude. It looked like it should have been in a Transformers movie or something. But
yeah.
They had it on a rotisserie in the building, just spinning on display like it was a car show.
How many lot lizards?
Actually,
that's
funny.
That seems like a classy place.
Yeah. I didn't see any there, but I was doing my cross-country motorcycle trip with my dad and my uncle, and we were in... Oh, fuck. I want to say Colorado. But anyway.
That's an ashtray,
This urn is an ashtray?
Yes. It's not an urn.
It is now. Ashes
well,
go there.
Well, it's going to be where I'm going to be buried, I guess.
But I did see a lot lizard
weed
once.
Alex Weed.
Yeah.
And then a plant grows out.
And those were his wishes. I don't know. I'm just following what the will says.
Fucking Senate. There's
dude,
two grass
cool
balls.
To try. Like, if I die, I give you 100% permission to take some of my ashes and mix them with potting soil and grow a pot plant.
That's what my dad wants.
How high they should.
Exactly, dude.
Yeah.
You can call me the
ivory. No, that's what my dad wants me to do.
What kind of answers would you have for us? Because I know no judgment. Sorry if this is mean, but you know a lot about history, or you're gonna pass us some college courses, or what?
I mean, I
send me to Harvard.
I feel like Ivory didn't know a lot about history when he died in the movie. So
yeah, was he just? Well, I thought he was like really smart, or was his deal? Perhaps he just hung out with all the other smart ghosts.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you need to ask Ben Franklin a question. You just ring him up, like, "Hey, what's up, dude?
Exactly.
I was just drinking cognac with him.
At a party with fucking Ben Franklin.
Braca.
Turns out that fat bastard. Do you guys think Ben Franklin was actually fucking around France?
I don't. What?
Have you ever heard about that?
No.
I heard Benjamin Franklin was like huge on fucking.
Well, yeah, of course he was.
On the regular.
Well, I didn't know. Why France?
I mean, yeah.
I think he was the ambassador to France.
Use that power or something.
He was
like
a diplomat.
He's the original Bill Clinton.
Slaves, maybe. Yeah, the OG.
He's the OG, dude.
The OG.
Just slinging that dick everywhere.
The ship he
the OGBK
the ocean was called the Lolita
or BC
non-express.
You ever seen this document called the Declaration of Independence? You see that name right there?
Yeah.
He came it on there.
Doesn't get written by
he didn't
Spalding.
Sign it with his he didn't sign it.
I know. I after
he
I said
signed it.
It
with his hand cock.
Doo-doo-ch.
Yeah. See what I did there?
Boo!
Ah, come on. That was good. He got, like, pre-cum and then just, like...
Did a dick print?
Yeah.
What's up with you, Alex?
Shit, man.
Yo, hey, anybody who's paying attention to the podcast and on Wart Watch with me, Alex.
Yeah.
Your toes look nice, dog.
It's looking good.
It looks so much better.
It's quite the improvement.
It looks so much not...
Looks like it belongs on a human now.
Yeah. Doesn't look like a half a blueberry.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that shit.
My wrist is looking great.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Good. So are you actually going to have to go back and get them burnt off again?
It's the foot.
The heel?
Yeah, it's the heel. That's the deal. The heel is the deal.
Probably because it's...
Because it's my fucking heel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I stand at it all day. 8 years of factory work. Yeah.
Sorry, I was not talking to the mic.
Yeah,
it grows in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like me.
So, if you get a plantar wart on your foot, take care of it as soon as possible.
Wait.
That's the advice I have.
Wait, that's a foot wart, right?
It's a plantar wart. Hence the name plant. It plants itself into your, yes. They can grow into your, like, veins and shit. It's
I
like,
wonder, you know.
Okay, all right, hold on. No,
like
you stop
blood?
What you're saying.
Like getting your blood?
No, okay. You know the movie It?
With the clown?
No, not It. Fucking the one where they're in, God. Damn it. It's going to drive me insane.
Edit that out.
They're like in Antarctica or like...
The thing.
Yeah, the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much what a wart is.
A parasite?
Yes.
A fungus? It's an alien frozen in the tundra.
Well, I mean, it's not that... You're going too far with it,
well,
but...
You said it. I'm just,
trying to make a comparison. I said
what you were telling all right,
Grant,
me, my friend.
Did I not say a comparison?
We got it. On
God
tape.
Damn it!
Yeah, we got to play it back. I don't know.
I said comparison.
I'm way too
late. I know what I said.
We rolling?
Yeah. Fuck pedophiles.
Yeah. Agreed.
They should get.
I think
fucked.
We're unanimous in here.
I think we've said this like plenty of times.
Yeah. Well, what was I always saying, dude? Let's fucking...
Well, I don't know.
Let's bait out some pedophiles and beat the shit out.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen those videos of people
absolutely.
Doing that?
I love them.
That
DAP
is
the shit. Shout out to
so
Dads Against Predators. Their videos are awesome.
Keep beating up
the
those
best.
Fucking motherfuckers.
It's just like, either we call the cops or we go outside and give you 3 open hand smacks.
Yeah.
Each. Yeah, that shit rules.
It's very good.
Yeah. I'm not going to go back and see where we were at and what we were talking about. So, new subject. What's going on?
Abrupt turn.
Yes.
I got to go stop my toilet from dripping.
My bad.
It's all good.
I will delete my note of eating pussy standing up because we started with the...
Did you leave an upper decker in that thing? Or?
No, I think his toilet needs new guts, but Alex doesn't think so. He just thinks you have to jiggle it or whatever because of the water pressure. But I think it just needs new guts. And what is he doing over there? Yeah. I know you were trying. I could see that you were trying, and you... Everybody at home, he missed fucking wide.
Athletic prowess is
wide. Yeah, I don't know what he's got against me, man.
Oh, Jesus.
She does have a fucking tail on her, huh? Mm-hmm. So we paused the show. There is a new dog. I think Alex is dog sitting.
Sheba.
And I was petting the shit out of her, and she's covered in flea and tick medicine, so I am covered for the spring, baby. I'm going to go roll around in my fucking bushes in the backyard and shit. It's going to be tight.
Or you might have a blood disease now.
But. Yeah. Or I'm in for trouble. Either way, I don't think I'm going to have bugs on me.
I don't have any ticks, but I'm dying.
I don't have any ticks because I've been in the hospital for 5 weeks.
I would just love to go for a walk in nature.
All season long, I've been in the hospital.
Who is dying from ticks?
Oh, tons of people, man.
Well, yeah.
JT almost died from a tick.
I know. I woke up one day because this next dirty to him little in bed. Mongrel.
Justin Bieber has Lyme disease.
Good JT almost had Lyme disease. Or he did, and he beat it or something.
I had Lyme disease. Well, I pay attention.
Why don't we see, like, fuck Lyme disease ribbons and shit, dude? You know? Right. How come we're not outrunning?
Hold on.
Why aren't we outrunning for Lyme disease?
How the fuck?
There aren't any
one
Lyme disease 5Ks that
how
I've ever seen.
How do you not know you have a tick on you? I'm sorry.
Ticks are small. I've had plenty of ticks,
dude,
end up on me.
I'm
it's
just
a
saying,
mystery of nature. How do you not feel a bug crawling on you?
I always feel a tick.
I mean, I
not when I'm asleep.
I end up getting a slight itch once it starts to burrow in, I feel like. And then I'm like, God damn it, I had a tick on me. And I just had one day off from the farm or whatever.
I don't even have fucking leg hair and I can feel a tick.
There, you have three ticks on you. You just pulled your pan up, and I can see three ticks.
They're everywhere. Most ticks ever.
I didn't say I.
What is it?
I don't remember saying I take them off when I find them.
Yeah, didn't just you
tick farming?
You won't. Yeah,
the bigger they get,
farming,
the better they are.
Yeah, dude, I like the big juicy one.
Oh my god!
I wait for him to turn purple.
Anyway,
pimple popper fetish, and he just
I woke up one night
them
to a tick on my chest and
just riding you,
you're full blown on
yeah
top of you, huh?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, the tick
full
had,
cowgirl.
It had full guard on him, dude.
Yeah, it was
where. Wearing lacy fucking
it was by my
garter belts.
Is that where MMA
yeah,
came
dude
from?
Hell yeah.
He had his tick in full guard and was like MMA.
Lyme disease, yeah.
No, I just woke up and ripped
put
it
in a rear naked chokehold.
I knew this would come handy.
Oh, shit.
You ever seen a tick in an armbar? Because I've done it.
Choke it out. You still...
all six. Just like somehow, Jesus, what do they call it? The crucifix?
Yeah.
I got two of your six arms in this fucking lock.
Go to God. Go back to God.
Oh, man.
Shh. Good. Go back where you came. Yeah, yeah. Shh. It's almost over.
Just go to
it's
sleep.
It's almost over.
Just go to sleep.
Embrace the light.
Yeah, and then I flushed it down the toilet, and then I remembered that you're supposed to keep the tick. Mm.
Yeah. I wonder how long ticks can live underwater. I heard this terrifying statistic while scrolling through Facebook that scorpions
why don't you just
can
do
live underwater for 6 days.
So do it.
They don't need to breathe air for 6 days.
It's not hard to catch ticks over here.
Like on your body, or like to catch one on your body, or to realize it's on your body?
No, no. Like I could take my dog for a walk to the gas station and come back home, and she's got six ticks.
I got you, girl.
Six ticks.
That was my rhyme.
Six.
So you use her to acquire more ticks to put on your legs
for my research.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it is. See, the government, they send me
underwater.
Hopefully,
maybe wind to something.
I hope Doge doesn't come knocking on your door, dude. They're like, "What are you doing with these ticks, man? You turn up transgender?
Have you never seen Waterworld?"
Oh, dude, you know maybe, that. You know that that's the podcast's favorite movie.
Like, figure out how they do it.
Just in case. Yeah, are you talking about like Jerry Bruckheimer?
What does what?
The world's made mostly of water, right?
Dude, there's still ticks in Waterworld somehow.
I don't know. I didn't see him in that movie.
What if there, dude? If it was a Waterworld,
no, I'm saying
potentially ticks could float and become one swarming pile.
It's called surface tension.
Yeah.
Yeah. Science.
What do you think, Grant?
I don't see it.
No, I. You miss
it. Again, I guess it boils down to how long they can hold their breath.
No,
because
that's what I'm saying.
They're parasites. They need a host.
Yeah,
they have to attach themselves to fish.
Off of my dog. Let's go.
So can they? All right, let's go get some ticks off your dog. Let's go catch a bass.
And then we'll see.
And attach a GoPro to it, and we'll see how long these ticks.
We can just hold ticks underwater.
I don't want to hold them.
That's going to take so long.
I prefer to do like...
We got to create some kind of...
I want to know if Waterworld ticks can survive.
In one container and then put another container on top.
Yeah.
But they probably
float. It's not rocket science, you guys.
So you want us to go...
And then you put two plugs in the holes.
So we need...
So they are completely underwater with no oxygen.
So we need to go...
Jesus Christ.
So step one...
You're a fucking scientist.
Harvest ticks.
I know.
Step two...
I agree. I concur. Very artistic.
Step two, build some kind of tick drowning apparatus.
Dude, all you need
like
is
a torture
two,
chamber for ticks.
All you need is two fucking Tupperware.
You're still making a drowning apparatus for ticks.
Yeah, we're waterboarding ticks to see how long they live. Yes.
What if we just waterboard a tick and
no, you can't put a wet towel. That's
waterboarding will work.
No.
It always makes people talk.
It's not the same as Waterworld.
Even tick.
Nope, because there's still oxygen.
We might find out all their secrets.
They have to be underneath water.
What the fuck are you doing with that blood?
Yeah, exactly. So we'll put one with blood in it.
Hell yeah.
We'll put one with half blood.
You have to
in
have
it.
A control, too.
Exactly.
I'm not sure what
that's
that
what
would
I'm
be
saying.
For this particular
that's what
experiment.
I'm, that's where I'm going with it. One full of blood.
One half full? Can we get a halfy?
Yeah. Yeah,
different.
We go.
How do you know when they're full?
When they are green and like swollen, and they can't even use their legs. Have you ever seen an actual tick? Look up a picture.
Have I ever,
Nick,
in Michigan.
Look up a tick.
I will.
Nick, tick.
Like a full tick?
Yes.
Like to the brim.
Yes. Okay. Because they're disgusting.
Well,
and you're gonna
the before and
you're
afters,
gonna question life.
Both
I just
disgusting.
Get pictures of people dressed as the tick.
Yeah, it's
busting.
Probably just like dick and dick pics.
Yeah, it's just someone dressed
just
as
dicks,
the tick,
dick pics.
Off. They're just in a giant blue suit.
the tick, dude. Look it up. God damn it!
What am I looking up?
Fucking
tick bust.
Fully tick bust. Jesus Christ!
Tick bust. It's gonna be like, did you mean
tits and rice?
Tick dust.
Cheese and crackers.
It's just showing me busty chicks and bras. Hell
it's yeah. Doing good over there.
This is what I got.
What is?
Frank.
Does that chick have no nipples?
No. Her nipples are hidden behind a bra.
Frank the Tank.
It's just the same color there. As her body.
The truck?
No. My plant.
Oh, this? It's looking good.
I thought it'd be dead by now.
Definitely not dead. You should put it in the real ground.
Well, I don't know where.
Backyard.
Front yard.
Yeah, but where?
Neighbor's yard.
Right back on the fence line.
But that's a sweet old lady. Well, like her Wi-Fi name is like sweet young grandma something.
I wonder how much that house is.
She's probably terrified of me. From you.
Probably. Maybe. I don't know.
I hope most of these people are terrified of me.
Okay, so far I've gotten 3 pictures of the tick. 4.
Just look up a tick that is...
Tick about to bust is what I search for.
What I'm getting is
Jesus, fat things like that.
That's the worst search. Yeah, that's exactly what they look like.
Okay. It's not that green.
Nope.
I didn't say they had to be green.
You said they get all fat and green.
Oh my God.
You said green.
You did say green.
Gray. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, those are two different.
Doesn't matter what color.
Those are completely two different colors, but yeah, it doesn't matter.
I will smash this phone through my goddamn pictured window.
What phone?
Yours.
Don't, dude. It's already broke. I got you a new one already. I need a phone.
Well, Grant can hook you up. So.
Hell yeah. Okay.
Maybe.
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, maybe.
No. Yeah, not you.
Fuck you.
I'm not hooking you up, Nick.
I don't know that. I don't know that department.
That's what you get, asshole.
I'm not hooking you up. Hell
you
yeah, thanks,
fucking
man.
Douche.
So I rewatched Predator this weekend.
Oh.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
Really?
What?
Damn, man.
Are you fucking me in the ass right now?
Yes.
I would never do that.
So much shit that's cool.
Well, I hope not.
Infrared vision.
I meant mental.
State of the art for
glow
the time.
Glow in the dark, like glow stick blood. Alien blood, you know?
Who directed that movie?
I can't remember. He's in the movie. I do know
that's
that.
That's a good question.
Or the guy who wrote the movie.
Sounds super vain.
He's the, no, he's like, he plays
he's
the big dork
so
who's reading
vain.
Comic books.
It's not great. Like Steven Spielberg, though. Or...
No. It's his... Spanish counterpart, Steven Spielberg. That's a Simpsons joke.
Simpsons did it.
But rewatching Predator really cracked me up. Because I was watching it and thinking, like, this would be a really good gay porn remake. Because it's the only woman in the movie, Arnold Schwarzenegger, is like, go! Get out of here! Get to the chopper! Go! Leave us! So she's him and all his bros in the woods.
Chick says that?
No, Arnold says
no,
that
Arnold
to the only woman in the movie.
Get to the chopper. Okay.
The only woman in the movie. He's like, get out of here!
I thought you were saying there was another movie.
Leave.
There's probably like
get to the chopper.
There's probably a handful of movies where get to the chopper is in there.
That's why I was like, wait, what?
That's like one of his
catchphrases. You know, like Conan the Barbarian, the first one.
Nope, never seen
him falling down the steps.
But we watched that the other day.
Didn't we talk about this the last time?
Well, we did. We just watched it the other day.
Oh, we watched it. Okay. So it was...
He's just pushing that wheel, and it's like 20 years
later. Yeah.
He's still pushing it, just buff as fuck.
Well, I didn't show him the whole movie.
No, we just watched
he's
like... He does his classic Arnold sound the whole way down.
Yeah. Well, he didn't speak. I don't think he had any lines in that movie.
Besides
first Conan.
That, no, hunting and grunting, just all.
I don't think he spoke English at all.
Just spoke Austrian.
I don't know if I've ever seen
I don't think he'd made.
Wait, just ran around slaughtering?
Yeah.
Just slaving and slaughtering?
Just a bunch of.
When's the last time you've seen Conan the Barbarian? The first one? Like the OG.
Like, we watched it once a long fucking time ago.
At the apartment?
Shit.
Probably. Or in the basement.
Ew.
Like the OG Skunk
that
Ravine basement.
Might have been in my mom's basement, yeah.
Well, you didn't have to divulge that information.
Oh, it's at my mom's house.
That's where Skunk Ravine OG'd at.
Yeah, I think we divulged that information.
Well, whatever. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen the movie Maximum Overdrive?
Fuck yes, dude.
Have you
Which one is that?
Seen
music,
it?
Music by AC/DC.
Yeah, it's a hell of a soundtrack.
Which one is it?
Music by AC/DC.
It's where all the semis and cars and shit start like
Emilio
killing people
Estevez.
And stuff. Like an alien spaceship or something comes
it's
by.
A
or
comet.
Meteor. Yeah,
comet
that's
flies
what it
by
is.
Earth and then
like fucks everything
it
up.
It delivers the devil?
I feel like I've seen it.
There's like
the
this semi-truck
traveling.
That has a green clown face.
Well, now I'm going to watch it later.
You should. It's hilarious.
Wait, dude, it's so
It's a
funny.
Stephen King
now
book.
It's so good.
Now it sounds like you're talking about the goddamn video game. Fucking the clown truck.
Twisted
Metal. Oh, Twisted Metal. Man, what a fucking classic.
And just the black guy whose hands are
wheels.
Didn't
they make a movie?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I'm sure it's...
I'm sure it was great.
I'm sure it's a masterpiece.
Yeah.
I missed the Oscars this year, so I do not know if it won anything.
I heard it got an award at the Sundance Film
Festival. It won some stuff. It definitely won some stuff, for sure.
Well, duh.
They were like, this is riveting. Siskel and Ebert gave it all the thumbs up.
I have no idea where the other dog was. She said something about going down the street to score some smack or something.
What are you doing?
I think she's just kind of looking around.
No, she knows where she is.
Yeah, she's throwing vibes out.
You're being shifty.
She's like, she's all going all emo style in the kitchen.
Stop wagging your tail.
Trying to get away. Sheba, Sheba.
Oh, my God.
Alex, do you have a beer?
So,
yes, I do.
If you watch Maximum Overdrive, Alex, my favorite part about the movie is that every murder scene has that stereotypical, like,
thanks to AC/DC.
It's
dude.
A fucking classic.
Man, I
love
it's the
worth
part.
To watch,
dude.
Me
and my buddy used to get high and watch.
Emilio Estevez.
We used to watch
it.
The part where the Little League coach gets killed by the Coke machine.
And all the kids.
And the kids are just like, "What the fuck?
Why would you just stand there and get killed by
him?" Hits
him
in the nose, and then it just like pegs him with Coke cans until he's dead.
Dude.
And then all of a sudden, all the kids were like, "What the fuck?" Just like a semi bust through the fence and starts chasing him through a park.
That movie scared the shit out of me when
I
was
a
kid.
You see semis fucking
like,
everywhere.
Every time we passed a semi on the freeway, I was like, we got to get past this motherfucker so I can make sure there's a driver in it.
Every semi I
like, is there a human in it?
I do the honk, honk.
Oh, I used to do that a lot as a kid.
I do it still.
Right on. There's nothing wrong with still doing it.
I'll never stop.
Don't ever stop. They probably love it. I feel like it's something that doesn't get done very much anymore. Like, that was an our generation type of thing.
Some people still do it.
Yeah, but, like, kids...
I remember
like,
being on, like, a school bus or something.
Yeah, or anything. You remember being, like, on a road trip as a kid, and you had, like, those little, like bingo cards almost, where you slid the things off when you found shit while you're driving down the highway, or, like we were just bored. We didn't have cell phones, so, like, we're
do
just
remember,
doing shit.
You were riding one of the, when you could sit backwards.
Oh, yeah, like,
yeah, see?
What the fuck did they call those?
I know.
There's a, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
The rear-facing seats and, like, wagons and shit
back
in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not
R.I.P. My Baby Blue.
But, yeah, I do know what you're, they would never have that anymore.
Nicholas would know.
My first car was a 93 baby blue Mercury Sable.
What?
That's wagon?
Not, yeah.
Was it a wagon?
Yep.
Did it have the rear facing seats?
It did.
No
No way.
Let's go.
Oh.
I don't even think Mercury's a company anymore.
No. I got bought by...
Well, it was owned by Ford, but I think they absorbed it.
Yeah,
great, now you got me thinking about
bankruptcy
Fight Club.
Or whatever.
Dude, my baby blue Mercury was
What's up,
shit.
Dude? You want to make some fucking bombs out of some wax and shit?
No, I'm thinking about... Wasn't that his job, was to do, like, recall?
Yeah, he was, like, when there was accidents and
girl,
shit. Yeah,
assessor.
He would determine if there was, like,
was
manufacturer. Was yeah,
yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Or if they should cover the
why.
Victims or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Some shit.
I'm fucked in the head.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows, I'm
That thing,
mentally insane.
The radiator on that thing exploded at the hotel right on the bluff there in St. Joe one summer.
The boulevard?
Yes. Right as I came around the corner, so it exploded, and I pulled right up into the boulevard, right at the front thing.
Yeah, like in the little thing, like
in
front of
the
doors
little,
there?
Yeah.
No way.
And because my car
they
was
like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So I pulled up. You know, it's middle of summer, so the entire fucking...
It's busy.
Everyone's eating outside.
Oh,
I pull up and just radiator fucking cloud them motherfuckers.
That's awesome.
They're like,
you
gotta move your car. I'm like, my car's done. Like,
you gotta move my
car. I'm not gonna move it. I'm waiting for a tow truck.
This
so.
Isn't my car anymore.
We gotta get
shit.
It off our property. Well, no.
Yeah.
I was like, it doesn't work.
Trespass my car. Arrest it. Like...
Yeah, call
what
the cops. Have them come
it.
Here
I
and tell
me
faster.
Fuck.
I don't know.
Let's get SJPD down here real quick. bike cop shows up.
Yeah,
that's a fond.
No,
memory.
They've got fucking ATVs. Saint Joe, and
this was a cool place to grow up. I feel like
it was fun. Yeah.
I mean, there could have been cooler right. places, but
it's still fine.
Oh, it's horrible now.
I really enjoy this place in the summertime. It's a pretty awesome place to be, in my opinion.
Yeah, I know that, but I mean, like.
4 months out of the year,
you can't go to the Breakers anymore,
dude. I would say
I'm talking about like
they blocked
old
that
school.
Off over there.
I'm talking about
over
old
by
school.
The water treatment
oh, yeah.
plant. You can't go over there.
Oh, it's fucked.
Oh,
no, you can still get down there.
I'm sure you can.
No, but it's fucked.
I'll ride my e-bike
oh,
there tomorrow.
Yeah, the Breakers, like they went down and cut all the trees down.
Oh, really?
And
like clear.
So
and
it's
the
all
lake
open.
Has just moved in. Like there's no more beach.
It's just eroded.
Yeah, it's just like metal and
oh.
and rocks.
Well, that
and
sucks,
no
but
shade.
I mean, that's just natural, like...
But I haven't been down there in a long place. Time, so it might have grown by now.
Let's go get some Rooster's chicken.
Okay.
Jesus.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
No,
they're
going
to say
you.
Whatever the fuck you want, dude.
I understand
For two
that.
Episodes, I've been ranting about how I'm going to literally, not joking, murder Jeff Bezos.
Well, we should murder Jeff Bezos.
We will until he fucking pays. It's still... On site.
Yeah, you owe me for my mailbox, you faggot.
Yep.
Probably shouldn't put that in there.
It stays.
It stays.
F-bombs are cool, dude. It's 2025. Say what you like.
Well, no. I'm still pissed off that they fucked my mailbox up.
When I backed
oh, it's fine
my car
now.
Out, when I got here and backed my car out for Ashley, I wanted to hit your mailbox so
I'm going to today when
I
leave here.
I swear to God.
I'm going
to
have a buzz going. I took some mushies.
Well,
I'm
going to
run
on camera.
It over.
Just like, this
I
will be
care.
Funny.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Sue
Send
you.
Him a letter.
Sue me?
Email him?
No. Sue me. I'm going to burn your house down if you sue me.
That's. All right. Maybe.
God,
you'd
have to get
cut.
You would have to
out.
Get clear so fast. Because there would just be like.
No, for real. Cut.
Ammo
all that
exploding.
Up. Just in case. Just in case my house catches on fire, like
yeah, let's cut that out so that my alibi can exist.
Like, I got you, man. I got
like,
you.
Let's definitely cut that out.
I was never here.
For the love of God,
Alex
matter
is
of
like,
fact,
Alex
I'm
is like, I want insurance. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll burn your house down if you
let's
burn
cut
my
that
house
out,
down.
Do
bro.
This and get insurance.
We can do a trade. Yeah. You do mine, I'll do yours.
Oh, yeah, I'll just tell Bezos.
Just let me know when so I can
tell
get all my
Bezos
valuables
to drop
out.
This shit. Yeah.
Bezos, you bitch.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos burned my house down.
Yeah. Fuck. He's a psycho.
Hashtag.
He used a drone.
Just to build more factories.
Right next to an airport, which is probably against the law.
That's all you can't do. That. You're not allowed to do
what's against the law when you have money?
Oh, yeah.
That's fair.
Weird.
When you have all of the money, not just money, he has all of the money.
How many felonies can you have and then just not have any felonies and then be president again?
I really like our president.
I don't give a shit about presidents. I'm just saying, did he not get convicted of a bunch of felonies?
I don't know. Did he? I don't know. All
like,
I know,
I don't know.
All
like
I know is he grabs life by the pussy, and
any,
I support that. So.
I don't follow any of that shit, so... Like, I honestly don't care. I'd rather be hanging out with a squirrel in the woods with my dog.
Yeah, I don't want to hang out with him. He sounds like a really annoying human.
Dude, I bet.
But I really enjoy, like, there's some really funny videos of him, like talking to people. It's hilarious.
He is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, like, from a comedy standpoint, I think he's fucking great.
Very fucking funny.
Dude,
yeah.
The older he gets, the funnier he gets. And I feel like the older he gets, the less he gives a shit about... covering up lies, where he's just like, nope.
They're not lies if he says they're not.
He did. Do you guys not remember WWF?
Oh, yeah. He got stunnered, dude.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, man.
Well, I mean, he's fucking Donald Trump, man.
He was in the WWF forever.
He survived a stunner.
He had TV shows and shit.
That's why Linda McMahon is like the, you know, the head of the Department of Education or whatever's left of it.
Yeah. The wrestling.
Fair enough.
Dude, I've got a fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin license plate in my basement right now.
Did it come with the house?
No.
Oh.
That came with me.
Nah, that stays with
That's
me.
That's mine. I brought it.
Nah, that thing's a wanderer, dude.
Yeah, the old...
Bought that on fucking...
Why don't you have that
QVC network? I don't know.
It's not very stone cold of you to leave it in the basement.
That's a good question.
That's actually
that is.
And you should leave
cold.
A couple beers
That's
around
actually
it
like,
always.
Yes, you should leave one open Budweiser next to it.
Otherwise, you're disrespecting
nah,
Stone
didn't
Cold
drink
Steve
Budweiser.
Austin.
What did he drink?
Whatever he drank.
Whatever they're sponsoring.
Milwaukee's
at the
time.
Beast.
Nah, I'm trying to think. Yeah, there you go.
What the fuck did he?
Damn. Probably there's, like Miller Lite or
there's
something.
A good trivia question night, dude.
No, I think it was Bush.
What beer does Stone Cold drink?
I think it was Bush.
He drank Stone Cold beer.
I
he
bet,
would, like,
I,
smash
yeah.
him and then, like,
drink him.
Well, if you want to call that
He's just completely
him.
Sober.
He's just... pouring beer on himself. He's not
totally.
Drinking it.
That's what I do every time I have a beer.
God damn it.
Can I have a beer, by the way?
You asked me that already.
I know.
They're Go around, dude. It's them. A scavenger hunt. If
yeah.
you can find one, you can have one.
Let me search yeah. in one of these four random garbage bags.
There's...
Is this
your garbage bag? How do you buy these like this? Yo, let me get a garbage bag full of beer.
Oh, shit. Just been collecting them and shit, dude.
Oh, that's funny as fuck. It's like adult trick or treat.
Yeah. So, my daughter's birthday.
Bring me
one. Oh, shit. That was. That, I thought that was funny.
Wow. It's like I was waiting for you to ask. So my daughter's birthday, I realized this year, 316, you know, I have to make Amara 316 shirts.
That's pretty awesome, actually. Yeah.
Luckily, I didn't plan that out. It's just luckily
her, that's pretty
her name
fucking
started
awesome.
With an A.
You've
got to
do that, dude.
Amara.
You
just Amara 316. You know?
Yeah, bro. That's awesome.
What are you doing on your phone there? Are you answering text messages?
Checking my YouPorn account.
Dog, you're on the clock, son. No wonder this shit don't make no money. Alex is always over here.
Alex started an OnlyFans for his disgusting toe, and he's just checking to see how it's paying off.
That fucking work, dude.
Yeah, now it's
no.
We were talking
one night here on the podcast about opening up a FootFinder account for both of us.
Yeah.
What I'm not
FootFinder is a foot fetish.
Oh,
yeah, it's like OnlyFans but for feet.
I know a chick who did that.
Apparently, the market is too saturated with feet, so there's no money to be made.
Too
in,
many
in
feet.
The foot market.
Maybe you. I don't sell yourself short. Maybe you got really sexy feet.
Well, to someone
Beauty's
who would be turned on
of...
by disgusting hobbit feet, I have that.
The beholder. Well. Maybe you've got a bunch of Lord of the Rings fans who want to jack off on Hobbit
again.
Feet.
All right, what
if you
rub
will
our
send
toes
me money
together?
For foot pictures, you can email me at skunkravine@gmail.com.
And if you would like some pictures of my cat's asshole, those are also
got
available.
Cat ass pictures.
I will hold it above my feet if you like feet too. Double threat.
Does that count as bestiality?
I don't know. I think so.
Pictures of buttholes?
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to advertise that.
I'm gonna do it again. OnlyFans, my cat's butthole, my feet.
Like he said before, this is America and it's 2025.
Like, and I'm not advocating to Americans, by the way.
No,
I'm advocating to everybody in those third world countries who spends their money on OnlyFans.
This is a global offer.
Everyone in America knows that porn is free. So I'm reaching out to those who don't know what a VPN is and who probably live in a third world country.
Well, that's us, man. We got one dude. We got one listener in Africa. And we got one listener up in.
Those guys know what I'm talking about.
Scandinavia.
Yeah, well, maybe not Scandinavia. They're pretty hip to. You guys ever? Do you have like live? Is this live?
No.
That'd be so cool. We should try a live one.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
You gotta get better at it.
Even if there's just one, it'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we gotta get the fucking.
That we could have them call in.
Well, see, we're almost to the point to where we can go a full 60 minutes. I like to try to get about an hour.
That's what you're looking for?
But there's a lot of pausing and this and that. So for a lot of times when we record, like last week it was an hour and a half, and I got it down to an hour.
Mm. I'm feeling my mushrooms a little bit, so I'm way more talkative.
Oh, that's what happened. I forgot I ate those.
I remembered it.
I just.
Why do my cheeks feel high? Oh, yeah. I'm just smiling constantly. Hey. This is horrible. I hate it.
I mean, just makes me want to talk more about stuff.
Well, that's good, man.
Well, you know what's not good? When the camera goes off, when there's two dogs outside.
Mm-hmm. It's not plugged in, homeboy. We're podcasting.
That's why.
Sorry, your security. BRB. If you guys ever want to come break
into Security's
Alex's
down
house,
right now.
His backyard is not monitored. You can do
it
while recording.
Security breach. Security breach.
Yeah. Just to say it's not monitored doesn't mean there's not booby traps.
Booby.
I was watching.
Washing?
Got me. I was washing this old home.
Oh, my God.
No,
are you for real?
With Tim
yeah,
Silva.
Yeah, the dude with the mustache and shit. Yeah, I know what the fuck this old home is.
And his accent?
You don't know what this old home is.
It's literally just a woodworking show.
They just like are like we're going to fucking fix this old house.
With a woodworking show.
Oh,
so
okay.
He's just like, what you want to do?
Yeah. It's just some dude with a mustache.
It's Mark Wahlberg's
like,
dad just fucking showing you how to fix
it.
I
was watching
like
these
Ron
videos
Swanson.
And all I could think of.
But Ron Swanson doesn't have a
New
England
different accent.
A chowder.
Yeah,
accent.
I know, but
chowder.
Just imagine
Ron
Swanson. Ron
Swanson, but.
Yeah.
Tim Silva.
But this old house.
That guy rules, though. But all I could think of was The Departed.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
How do you not know what that is, but you know what that is?
It's a film by a man named
Martin
Scorsese.
Scorsese?
Yeah.
Scorsese.
Jesse. Mark, this was good.
Dude, it's great. Because the whole time I was watching it, the only thing I could think of was this, you know what I'm talking about, Tim Silva and his Boston-ass accent. All I could think of was him being like, firefighter's a fucking faggot.
Who's Tim Silva?
He's
what the fuck?
Are you fucking with me? Like,
he's the mustache man from This Old Home or whatever.
Oh, okay.
His name's
I don't know his
Tim
fucking
Sylvia.
Name.
Tim Sylvia.
Why would I know his name?
Do you not watch the program?
Bruh.
He starts every episode like, what's up? My name is Tube Sylvia.
Like, I'm going to
Do you know what
that.
Dowels are, man?
I know who Ranger Rick is.
Okay.
You remember Ranger Rick?
Partially.
Yeah. So, fuck you.
What did he do? What was he about?
I don't Ranger. Know.
Refresh my
it
memory.
It was a raccoon. It was a magazine you would get, and it was about animals and stuff.
Wait, what was it called?
It was called Ranger Rick. Look it up on your goddamn
Do you remember
phone.
When people got mail?
Is that like an offshoot of Highlights?
This was like childhood.
No, I remember
shit.
When I was a kid and not getting mail, and I'm like, this sucks. My parents always get mail. I don't
I
want
know.
Mail.
I know.
Was stoked
and
when
now,
I got my
And
mouse.
My mom and dad are just like,
yeah.
You'll get mail.
Fucking
don't
I
fucking
hate
worry
mail.
About it.
I hate all the mail.
Not every day I'm like, Dez, go get the mail.
Check the mail.
My son just opened a bank account and he got his first bank statement in the mail. So I gave it to him. I'm like, here's your first piece of mail with your name on it. And he's like, what the fuck am
you
I
have
gonna
to keep
He didn't
it.
Even give a shit.
No, you
he
have to, you have
gotta,
to keep
he's
it.
He's going
to
get it.
He's like, I don't fucking care.
You have to put this in your closet and you have to save it.
Yeah.
For at least a decade.
Put this
a
in your hope chest.
Because you're going to need this.
What is it? Like 7 years?
Someday you might need to prove that
the
you
The IRS is going to come after you.
That's why all that paperwork is right
Yeah,
there.
Dude. That's the important stuff. That way, if there is a fire, you can just chuck it directly out the window and get out. All your important paperwork.
Yeah, that's what you want to take.
Yeah, I just throw that out first, and then I jump out afterwards.
Yeah. Well, you'd come back in for Daisy, and then you'd probably come back in for your fishing poles.
Well, duh.
And then you'd probably come back in for...
Better come back in for this chair.
Well, the butane
the chair, yep.
thing would probably explode first. Mm-hmm. So
might want to throw that out.
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
Well, no, you should keep it there Probably because if that out. Explodes first...
That's what homeowner's insurance is for.
Hey, the chance is if that explodes first and you're not around, it will blow your paperwork out of the house. So there's nothing to worry about.
You should probably cut this out.
You'll still
you
have all your paperwork.
At the very
I'm not
least,
cutting this out. This
keep
is
all
gold,
your documents.
This
That's
stays.
Well, no shit. It's the document thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You should
dude.
Keep your yeah, keep it in front of your documents.
It should definitely
so
be
it
in a plastic tote, not fireproof safe. I would bet if it's money in a fireproof safe, how is the in tank this house right now?
Gonna explode it out of the house.
Yeah. But I get it.
They've got guns in them, so.
Yeah.
All right, cut that. Cut all that out, please.
We'll see.
Nobody needs to know that I have guns.
Everybody has guns. This is America.
Yeah, dude, we're almost 50 episodes in. Everybody almost has a complete layout of your house. It's like in The Dark Knight where he sonars everybody's phone. That's like what I've done because I'm like, I'm sitting here looking at Alex. I got hatchets to my right and...
Hatchets to my left.
Hatchets to my right.
It's I got a pile of hooks layer. Over here. Yeah, dude, it's a torture chamber.
It is, here. Actually. If I hired a cleaning lady, like, I don't think she would clean my house.
Nah, Juanita would not enjoy her time here.
Nah, she'd be like, what? I don't even know. I know.
Senor, you mustn't. You mustn't star. That's exactly what it would fucking sound like. No. No.
Por qué?
Senor. K. K.
We're too far north for that.
You mustn't. No. It's too scary.
It's very scary.
It's too sexy, Mr. It's Alex. Too sexy. Mr. Alex, no, you like mustn't.
I feel like we literally just did this. I'm having deja
vu. This bit? Yeah. This bit or just us chilling?
No, all of it.
Wow. Like, we have definitely.
The curtains.
We,
and the Mexican the last, maid.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I did tell you about that. No, you mustn't. It's too sexy. The Antonio Banderas show.
Oh, God.
He's like, maybe I take my shirt off.
Maybe.
And the mariachi's man's like, no! It's too sexy, you can't! You must not. Dude, that classic late 90s SNL.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Who's the guy who got fired?
Shane Gillis.
Yeah.
Which his SNL shit was funny, dude.
Dude, he was fucking hilarious. Dude.
His Trump shoes.
Hilarious. Why'd he get fired?
He's going on tour with Nick Mullen opening for him.
Soon. Was it a podcast?
He said gay or something. Or
no, he did a Chinese accent on Matt and Shane's secret podcast.
He did what?
He did a Chinese accent.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so. I think it worked out.
So, Alex, it's fair to say that me and you will not be going on SNL.
I wasn't looking forward to doing that anyway, so.
Yeah.
SNL.
We were trying to see if the kids could do a British accent the other night, and it just sent me like, all right, now try and, I was like, let me hear you do an African accent. You cannot understand. What do you want from me? I don't know if the man from Africa still listens to this podcast. But if he does, I want him to know that I like him too. I think that's a pretty good African guy.
That's good.
That's like really good, actually. We're really sorry about all those diamonds.
Yeah.
I think I do a better African accent than Leonardo DiCaprio does a South African accent in.
Sorry Blood about Bad. Your hotels.
Mm-hmm. Motels?
Hotel Rwanda.
Holiday Inn. Say what? Oh.
Come on.
I've never seen that movie.
Jesus I have Christ. Never seen that
it's
movie.
It's a horrible
either.
Fucking. If you want to be depressed and.
Too late.
I don't need a movie for
already
that.
Already there.
Yeah, I know.
Then what?
That's it.
What am I going to do? Like, go
you want to get pushed over the edge?
I'm 6 feet when did this from happen? The edge, and years I'm ago? Thinking.
Jump on a machete.
Do I need to play that song?
Please don't. I think Ashley's right when she's saying that you just like that song and not in an ironic way. Which
is that
fine.
Like Nickelback or something?
It's Creed.
Oh, Creed. Weren't they like a Jesus, like religious band?
I don't know.
Pretty
they weren't
sure.
Before and then they found Jesus, I'm pretty sure. Ah. I think I saw it.
Is that where
what was once was lost?
Something like that. Yeah.
Might have said too many words
the
there.
What was I listened to like Devin. I just like that song.
What was
funny?
I've been drinking.
Has now been found.
Yeah, I just said like what? What was once was no. That's right.
Once was.
I think I said it right.
Wait, did you? Because
what?
I
don't know. Once was lost.
What's
now is
what's
found.
Once you never said found. I know that. Because I heard you say that. I'm like, no, there should be a
fact. Well, that was the other part. I just said the first
one. Oh, okay.
I was just...
There's only one way to say that sentence.
It just sounded like the phrase. I was like, wait a minute. There's a word missing of that phrase.
Yeah.
What's once was what once was isn't. So, whatever, yeah. Dude. Chill out, man.
I love you guys.
They've never been found. I love you too, buddy.
Yeah. No. That's just a funny ass song to me.
It really is.
And the music video is even funnier.
Yes.
Because it makes no goddamn sense.
That's the only reason I like it. Do people still make music videos? Is that like a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
It's just not as like high production.
What are they doing for? I guess you're right. Yeah, fair enough.
YouTube and...
Do you know how much it costs to make a music video?
Well,
now,
like now, or yeah, back then, no, it was like
now, probably not that much.
It was like a fucking movie. Bullshit.
Prof,
to profit off of it?
No, how prof.
That's a rapper.
Prof,
yeah, I know. Yeah,
I know. Like,
I didn't
normal...
mean to question your.
Oh no, he just said prof like six times. I'm like, yeah, huh?
Yeah, because you didn't seem like you knew what I was saying.
I didn't.
I know, so that's why I said.
I know.
We'll be right
anyway.
Back.
Anyway.
Alex, dude. Dude, well, whatever. I'm the original. I'm like the jester of your world, dude. I'm the original, like, in court. All right. Well, everybody's gone. It's just me here. I tell you what. Tell y'all, you out there listening, if you are listening, I really do appreciate you listening. Here come the dogs. I guess, I don't know, been here about an hour now. Yeah, dude, it's about time for me to cut my arm off and bleed to death. If you made it through last week's episode, me and Alex did not kill ourselves, unfortunately. We survived.
Shut up.
He did not have enough phone cord in his basement for us to both hang ourselves.
I do.
He bought more, so. That might be how this episode ends. Nice suicide pack. We'll have Grant.
I'll kick the we'll stools Grant, out yeah, for you.
Got someone to kick the stools and upload the episode. That's the most important part.
I'm not sure I can upload the episode, but I'll try.
Yeah. In my will, I left passwords. I'll carve passwords into Alex's chest first.
I'm just going to throw it in there, but it feels more like a live stream event than...
Oh, yeah. We'll definitely go live on some kind of media.
Pay-per-view?
Yeah. I mean, dude, I would kill myself if I made $50.
Shut up.
Alex hates me talking about killing myself, but I love to talk about killing myself.
I'm gonna kill you right now.
Yeah, I bet you won't, pussy.
Bullshit.
Go ahead. Go pussy. Ahead. Get your gun, dude. Now you do have to kill
I'll
me.
Burn your fucking
Don't
mullet
fuck
up.
This mullet up, dude. If you fuck this mullet up, I will kill myself, and that's no joke, man. I've been growing this shit for a year now. It's not funny. You took it too.
Said grab a gun.
You took it too far, dude.
He told me to grab a gun.
If I did kill myself, I wouldn't blow my head off. I'd blow my face off. The mullet needs to stay intact.
I didn't even know this.
I want an open casket. You know. He needs an extra set of prints on there before he does it. Well, that's tight, dude. We should do a dab.
I like drugs.
Look at that. You just found a little torch there? We should do a dab.
Drugs.
Let's do some drugs, man.
Drugs.
All right. Should we end the episode and do some drugs?
Yeah. In Michigan, we don't call them drugs.
All right. We're going to do some medicine.
Some hugs.
I like
gonna
that.
We're going to do some hugs.
We're just going to exist. We've been existing since 2000. Since we saw them towers fall.
Frank is still good.
We're going to deal with reality any way we can.
Yeah. 7-Eleven.
That's why I do drugs. 9-11. Thanks a lot.
7-Eleven.
Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
You fucking. Don't get me started. Now
it's a pain in the ass to get on an airplane.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Now I have to let.
I got
to
take my fucking shoes off.
Now I have to let the TSA take pictures of my kids.
Honestly, that shoe bomb guy, he's a real fucking piece of shit.
Yeah. And I think they said the shoe bomb would not have brought the plane down anyways.
No.
Well, I guess we can keep going.
Come on, man. Let's keep going. I got nowhere to be for like 6 or 7 days.
Okay. Cool. I mean, we're only going to go for like 20 more minutes, but yeah, for sure. Man. But it's going to be intense.
I mean, you can stay here.
But it's going to be you don't have to live outside.
I don't want to disconnect from the people. Will you all be my friends?
My friends. Look at Sheba over there.
Sheba.
She's made a fucking bed,
Out of your
clothes.
Room.
Yeah, out of my fucking nightmare of a house.
I don't think there's anything wrong with your house.
I'm fucking with you, bro.
Except you still have the same artwork that a dead person had up.
I mean, it's pretty sweet, though.
Yeah, that's a cool house. Is that a river? Fuck it, I'd fuck with it.
I don't know, to be honest.
If it's a river, I'll live there. If it's not, then fuck that house.
Recently, I've been pissing a lot. Like, I got a cave in my dick. That was one of my notes as well.
He's got hazardous drugs.
What's everybody's thoughts on boofing?
I've just been pissing like fucking boofing. Just spraying out the side. Boofing's tight. I mean, I've never boofed. I've watched people boof and stuff, but...
When I was in jail, somebody asked me about boofing.
Oh, they wanted you to boof assist?
They were like, dude, I got all these Tylenol about to crush up and boof. I'm like, okay, bro. I'm about to go to sleep in my bunk.
What would that do?
I'm not sure. Desperate times, desperate measures? I'm not sure.
Ew.
How many?
I don't know.
That doesn't
it seems
matter.
Like half of one would be enough, especially if you're shoving it in your ass.
What are you doing?
I'm not sure how high you're going to get from
it. Well, all you're going to do is, like, fuck your liver. Yeah, I guess. I mean, boofing the Tylenol?
I feel like that's what he said.
I'm not even going to say it out loud.
Should we call my wife? Oh, shit. I got a fucking story. I forgot about this. I'm glad that we started talking about shoving stuff in our ass.
Like, oh, see?
We're going
to get thinking about calling my wife to ask her?
We got there.
Check this shit out, dude.
What up?
Ashley,
don't get her fired.
No, I already asked her if I was allowed to tell this.
Okay.
It is no information
hey,
about
will
the
you
patient.
Fix the... She's being a little fucking fuck. You know how it is.
It's Daisy.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Ashley texted me, I just got sprayed in the eye with possible penis juice.
What the fuck?
What does that even mean?
Where does she work?
My exact response. She works at Cracker Barrel.
What the fuck?
Wait, okay, hold on. All right, back up.
She works at...
Back up. Wait.
She works at the hospital.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. God damn it.
I thought you were fucking serious.
Wait, okay, you're talking about... Okay.
I was like, all right, damn,
what is going on? All right.
Those old folks are getting wild.
Dude, holy shit.
You just mind fucked me like, for a second. Because I was listening to him and then worrying about the fucking dog being an asshole. And then I just heard Cracker Barrel.
I mean, I assumed it was a hospital or medical field,
yeah,
but when you said Cracker Barrel, I legitimately didn't know.
Don't ever listen to anything he says.
I had no idea.
No, don't ever listen to him.
These stories are just boring unless we spice them up a little bit.
Cracker Barrel,
whatever.
I would love to hear how the Cracker Barrel story went.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyways, there was like 2 hours missing, and I'm like, what's up? Are you all right? It was like 2 o'clock in the morning at this point. LOL, yeah. Like, all right.
That's it?
I'll tell you about it in the morning. My eyes hurt from waterboarding myself for 15 minutes, but hopefully everything is okay. I said, okay, LOL. Possible penis juice.
Ah.
She said, unfortunately, I'm not sure what all got in my eye. Penis juice, lube, betaine, and saline.
So, like, they pulled a catheter out?
Yeah. She got sprayed
in
the
eyes. Ooh. Yeah. Okay.
And I was just,
that's what I gathered from
I said,
that.
Goddamn, penis juice is wild.
Yeah,
what a wild thing for you to text me in the middle of the night.
Hey, I'm pretty good for guessing that, eh?
Like, were your eyes pregnant?
Yeah.
They might be now.
Disgusting.
She had to, well, you know, if you get sperm in your eyes, your eyeball is a membrane.
Yeah.
So sperm does try to burrow in.
Yeah.
So
we had this conversation.
So then what happens?
it tries to impregnate your eyes and you get an eye infection.
Oh, you don't like getting extra.
You get a baby,
eye, like
in
a little
your
baby eye,
eye
pops out.
You get guado. Guado. Guado stays. Guado's gold.
Yo, what's going on over here?
Jesus.
maybe it is Jesus.
See,
who knows?
Thoughts.
It is Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how you get a Bible.
Dude, people in the medical profession don't get paid enough money.
Most people don't get paid enough money.
Yeah, but if you're getting penis juice on your face, you're not getting paid enough money.
You know?
In my humble opinion.
Yeah, they should give her more money, but she makes good money.
Like, you should get
wear,
a bonus
you
at least.
Wear
like,
a
oh,
mask.
You got some fucking penis juice on your face today? Here's a little kicker.
Why
Here's a little
you...
50 spot.
Just start
All
a
right.
little fun money jar where it's like, whoever gets fucking dick juice in their eye.
You know,
no,
that,
the hospital,
you know they make
like,
face shields,
there
right?
There should be, like, levels.
Like a shield that goes
penis
over
juice
your face
is like
so you don't
approaching
have...
the top tier.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say my wife's been doing this shit for almost 15 years. She should have known what happens.
I guess that's what you signed
Alex,
up for.
You were
for.
There when I got my catheter out, remember? Mm-hmm. I was like, he can stay. He's seen my shit before.
Yeah.
And the dude's like, all right.
One, it was two, a chick. Three. It was a chick.
It was a dude. It was a big dude.
Was it?
So
it?
When you had a
it
catheter, a they removed it while you were awake?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
It
wasn't
I
that
was
bad.
I was up there like every day.
It was just that like,
that was the first time I saw that one movie.
It felt like pissing my pants.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
He was felt like yeah.
It felt
time.
A little bit weird more than that.
Because I too have had a catheter when they
I've
removed
never had
my
one,
appendix,
and
but
I hope I don't.
They took it out of me before I woke up. So like,
did you get put
oh,
in?
Oh no, he was there.
What?
Did you get put in while you were awake?
No.
Oh, dude, me neither.
And
like,
I feel bad
I never
for the lady because like
I never want
to. I'm
have
sure
a
it
catheter,
was a cold ass room. So I just had like this little tiny dick that she had to put a catheter in.
For sure.
And I feel really yeah. bad for that chick.
Well, that's probably why it was cold.
Yeah, it wasn't a good time.
Well, no, absolutely yeah. not. Getting
but when
stuff
I
like, shoved up your
like,
dick hole.
I went to the doctor.
Have
what
you
you're
ever
into?
Had a good time at the hospital? Like, what the
yeah.
fuck?
Every time my kid goes, it's fucking hilarious.
Well, that's a different story.
The ER is very funny. God, I want this.
I bet it is, especially in...
I want this sticker so bad. I see it every time I go into the emergency room, walking past just a little mini fridge. There's a sticker on it that says, no food, only drugs. And I want that sticker so bad.
That's an awesome sticker.
I'm like, can we steal that?
I remember when
it's
my
like,
the closest
dude,
I get.
Dude, no, it's like that big, bright yellow with black lettering. Just every time we walk past, I'm like, Ashley,
she can't get you one, for real.
I mean, we could just get one made.
Yeah,
that could be the
sure.
next Skunk Ravine merch we make.
Well, that's what we're gonna
no
do.
No food only.
I want one.
All right,
dude. So I heard that Snow White movie tanked.
Dude, fucking.
I don't.
Don't even
Gal
get
Gal
me
Gadot,
started about Disney.
Gal Gadot's
shit.
Not a good actress. Like,
is that who? Was, that's not who Snow White was it?
No, she was the
evil witch.
Yeah,
I mean Gal Gadot.
She's
hot as fuck.
She's no. She's
would,
hot
if
as
she
fuck.
Was the evil witch and she was naked.
Yes, she could lasso my dick as Wonder Woman. Yeah,
all
of
day
course,
long.
Of course.
I didn't see
she's
that
the
movie.
I'm
not,
chick ever.
I never said that. Okay,
but
all I'm saying is she sucks at acting.
I heard the movie sucked ass. Yeah, she's not a good actress.
Plus, if you watch any of those old Disney movies, they fucking suck.
What? Have you ever seen
what?
Brink?
I said old.
That's old.
That's not old to me.
Brink?
That's...
That was like 1990 something.
Yeah, I was alive.
I'm older than
I'm
you.
I'm talking about the shit that was written and made before we were
oh,
alive.
Oh.
Cinderella,
oh.
Beauty and the Beast.
You mean all the stuff that had like all the sexual...
The hidden stuff?
Extras.
All the old animation. The story just sucks. Like,
yeah, that stupid fucking Oz movie.
You don't like Pinocchio?
No, the new one.
Pinocchio. Oh.
Pinocchio.
The new
oh,
Oz.
Pinocchio.
I don't even know what
you
it was
have
called
to
because
let
it
me
sucked.
Pull it down on my pants and
it's
you
a movie
lie to
about
me.
A pedophile cobbler.
Yeah, dude. He just keeps pulling his pants down. He's like, you don't want this, do you, Pinocchio?
He's
Pinocchio
just trying to get his
like,
nose
no!
bigger so he can shove it up his ass.
And his nose doesn't grow. He's like, your nose does not grow, Pinocchio.
You do a lot of good accents, bro.
Thank you.
Let me hear. Can you do Australian?
Alex, that's a pretty weak one. I
Can I get
sight.
An Australian and like a fender bender?
The fuck? You stupid fucking cunt.
Cunt, I love it.
You fucking dickhead.
Crikey.
Why the fuck did you stop at the sign?
Dude, I'd be scared of that guy. And he has the haircut for an Australian person anyways. Like he just got out of he just got out of his Toyota pickup truck.
Like, you can tell that guy does not like Aboriginal people.
Nicholas.
I don't give a fuck if it was young man or not.
Who were the
That dude punches fucking kangaroos.
That fucking video is so
just for the sport
awesome,
of it.
Dude. The dude's squared up, fuck it.
I would punch a
kangaroo. Oh, yeah.
You ever see that video where the. You know how kangaroos do?
Yeah. They slash they your belly.
Out. No. They'll, like, go out and
do they didgeridoo?
I have not seen this video. What are you talking about?
Okay, so kangaroos will go into water
and just sit?
The fuck?
No,
like, they
to
can
draw
swim?
Somebody out.
Like they play possum in a lake and then
no,
just,
they like they go they into a lake to try to get like something to follow them.
Oh, okay, they lure them.
Yeah,
they're lures.
Yeah, and then they try to drown them.
They fucking lure them.
No, straight up, they like will drown somebody. Like there's a video. Yeah, pull it up. Fucking look up.
It's your house, dog.
That's insane, dude. Imagine a. Getting drowned by a fucking animal.
No, it's,
can they swim?
It's somebody's dog.
But can they swim, though? Can a kangaroo swim?
No, but they
I feel like if they're in the outback, they're just hitting water that's probably, like, watering holes and stuff.
Look it up.
So it can't... It, I mean...
God damn it. Australia, but, like, can they just not swim?
You guys are the worst. Like,
is that a thing?
It was trying to drown his fucking dog. Yeah.
Apparently we're not... Apparently we're not the first people to ask this question.
Jesus Christ.
You got an underwater.
You know how much I know about animals?
Do you have an underwater video of him swimming? Because I want to see that. Okay.
You know that they're called.
You guys remember that game Crash Bandicoot?
My wife and kid play it every day.
Yeah. Bandicoot.
My
is
kid
a cool word.
Loves Crash Bandicoot. I play the racing levels. For some reason, I'm the best at that. The rest
You're
of the
best
game,
racist
dog shit. Yeah. I'm pretty racist. I racist, like, I'm a fast racist.
Top too. Five racist.
Like, when I want to say a slur, I'm just like, bah! Bah! Mitch, if you couldn't tell, that was a whole Holocaust theory. The second one. The second one was a whole Holocaust
Which
theory.
Probably isn't real if you've ever talked to Mel Gibson.
Well, if you could slow down the tape and listen to what I say, you'll see that I am saying pretty much that.
It's not real.
Yeah. It's like 6,000 people, dude. No, I believe in the Holocaust.
Sorry, Jews.
Yeah, Jews took the L on that one. They've been taking some W's recently.
Yeah, they really got the movie market on hold there and Jules and stuff. Yeah. And
looks like they're going to get the West Bank.
Yeah, but we got the Gulf of America, so we're dude, winning.
Fuck Israel.
Yeah, who needs to pray three times a day?
Is that what Jews do?
I'm not really sure.
Oh.
I know they have, like, the like Hasidic Jews, they have, like, the dangly locks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and they wear the
$10,000 beer hats and stuff.
You mean, like
Matas
Yahu.
The prayer garbs and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Dude, Matas Yahu is the biggest crack of shit
is
ever.
Is he a Hasidic
that.
Jew?
Like, If
he
that guy
pretends to be a fucking Hasidic
if that
Jew.
Guy was not a Hasidic Jew,
he's not a fucking Hasidic
nobody
Jew.
Nobody would give a it would just be some
I don't give
dumb
a fuck
fucking
who he
white
is.
Dude making reggae.
He's the dumbest piece of shit ever.
But since he had bagels and lox before he made it, they're like, is it modest or is it modest?
Modest.
Is he modest?
I don't fucking know.
It's like sadist.
And I don't care.
Potato, potato, I guess.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because he sucks.
It's a woozy, it's a wazzy.
He's just like, oh,
it's not like Modest Mouse where it's like, oh, that's a modest mouse.
He was just like reading the Quran.
His first name is a name. It's not just
like trying to read the Quran.
He's reading the Quran as a white person with a beat behind it.
Yeah.
With a Jamaican beat behind it? For some reason, I don't know what this person is.
There's a bunch of steel drums and a Quran.
Yeah.
They're literally, yeah.
That's That's awesome. That's actually exactly that would.
I have seen him live and
sprinkle
I
a joint on top of that. Confirm. And then you have Modest Yahoo.
That's what the that's, show is. I've exactly seen him live, man.
Have you really?
Yeah, I saw him live. Like
I haven't, but
at Lollapalooza. Like
just a bunch of hats and dangly
2004. Yeah. Like when his like right when
we
he popped right when he popped off.
He was super famous
for like a minute there.
I mean, I'd totally be a one hit wonder.
Well, duh.
Yeah, especially if you play it smart and just cash.
Yeah, dude, you just
like Frank.
Don't
over
buy
there
a bunch of jewelry and shit.
No, no.
Frank's a one hit wonder.
No,
maybe.
Yeah, their parents plowed once.
Do you think Frank is gonna be around forever?
Be around longer
nothing
than
is
you
around forever.
Hopefully. Hopefully, Desmond's
earth
children will build a shelf out of that guy's wood.
Microphone, cheers.
We're running out of tape.
Tape?
We're running out of tape. Yep.
The reel-to-reel is almost complete.
And we're almost out of tape.
Gotta get a pencil and re-fucking wind the goddamn tape.
It's just an expression, bro. Like
I'm not retarded.
Like when I say I'm out of steam, I'm not powered by steam, my friend.
Unless you're steampunk.
I don't have the balls to go steampunk. I do not have the balls to walk around looking like a steampunk.
I don't have
public
the desire.
Well, you're a pussy.
I've seen several steampunks, like, and I'm just like,
I don't want to look like the train from Back to the Future.
That's a lot of stuff. Yeah. Jules Verne! Those are my kids. Dude, imagine your parents being
steampunk like people? That'd be terrible. That would suck ass.
I would just go live.
You gotta climb a goddamn like pool ladder to the breakfast nook.
You gotta go to school every day with a fucking monocle on and a pocket watch in your pocket.
Yeah.
All the fucking kids make fun of you.
Hell yeah, dude.
They're like, yeah, my iPad's dope. And he's like, sweet, it looks great through my monocle.
Here's mine. It's powered by gears fart and steam.
Gears and steam. You have to literally make a fire
here,
before.
There's the.
That looks like the guy from Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, but there's the machine that, if you want to talk about steam and whatnot.
Where is it?
Wild Wild West.
Well, that one is the powered Spider-Man by horses.
Yeah, it's coming up. It's just a slow.
See, I've heard the theory that that's where steampunk was born, was Wild Wild West.
Really?
Like, there was bullshit people dressing up like that back then? Dude, they got fucking
that's,
the shit beat out of them.
That's where it came from. Not the Wild Wild West, but the movie.
The Wild Wild West.
Out, whatever year it came out of.
Yeah, you know, with Will Smith.
The Wild Wild West.
And Wild Wild West.
That's the one. You know what I'm talking about. That's the one, yeah.
Well, it comes up on this.
The movie that Will Smith
then there's
turned down The Matrix for.
I'm so glad he turned down The Matrix.
Could you imagine Neo
nice
as Will Smith? Like,
he turned down The Matrix?
That would
that
be a terrible movie.
Wait, are you making
Blue
shit
Bill
up? Hey, wait.
Hell no!
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth!
Hell no!
Wait, are you guys making this up?
No. Will Smith turned down the role of Neo in The Matrix 4.
Wild Wild
West.
Yeah. Well, Wild Wild West was certainly a banger.
I think dude, Wild Wild West was favorites supposed to be. I think it was
I'm
supposed
serious
to be.
I believe you.
I've never seen that movie.
That's,
all the way
you've
what?
All the way through.
Are you fucking serious?
I've only seen like bits and pieces.
There's like a dude in a wheelchair. Who,
yeah, it turns into a spider.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't
what
turn into
fuck
a
I've
spider.
Seen
yeah,
the, like,
he turns into
his
a spider.
Wheelchair.
Okay, Alex.
I've seen
that's where the tattoo came from. He
yeah
saw Wild Wild West and was like, I gotta get this.
I should
this
get another one on the other side.
With a wheelchair. With a wheelchair. Yes, dude. You should get the handicap.
If you pay for it, I'll do it.
I'll pay for it.
All right.
But you have to get it the way I design it.
Shake.
I want a handicap
shake on
placard
it
with spider legs.
Shake on it.
I'll get you a handicap placard sticker on your fucking neck.
All right. This is happening.
It's going to be fun.
No, I'm serious.
I'm just going to go to a guy and I'm going to show him the
no
picture.
No, you're not
going
to go to a guy.
The spider from the movie, and I'm going to no show him a handicap placard thing. And I'm going to be like, make these two things have a baby. So I
can know
put
a
it
guy
on my friend's neck.
The guy who did all this, I was like, hey, I
no
want this.
No.
You don't get to make the rules now.
All right.
We're going to get the best handy clap.
Handy clap. That sounds like a horrible stripper, dude. Handy clip.
Now on stage.
Yo, I just went to heavy rollers and got handy clapped like a motherfucker, dude.
Handy clap.
It's just a strip club of fucking paralyzed chicks and you get handy clapped.
I mean, like, which part are they?
Oh my god.
What is handicapped? Are they Lieutenant Dan?
No,
like,
they got no legs.
They could be paraplegic.
They're just rolling around, dude. That's why it's heavy rollers. But bum fights.
Both my yes, kids bum fights. Toilets. Awesome. But not awesome. Kind of depressing.
Did you ever see the episode of Dr. Phil?
With the dude.
Where the creator of bum fights came
out
on.
Right away.
Oh, he dressed up his
head
Dr.
like Dr. Phil was like, how dare you fucking tell me that I'm exploiting people when that's what your whole fucking show is?
Exactly.
That was pretty funny.
No, that's hilarious, actually.
I like that guy.
I forgot about that.
So what's going on with the ShamWow guy?
What's he up to?
Probably cocaine and beating up hookers.
What's his name?
Billy Blanks?
No. Billy Blanks, R.I.P.
Was that the Tybo guy?
No, he's dead. The ShamWow guy died, didn't he?
No, I just saw him on Kill Tony.
OxyClean died.
That's Billy. Well, yeah, because he was doing too much Oxy.
No, it's cocaine.
No, I know. I know. He probably was doing both.
That's why I don't talk shit about my boy Billy Blanks, R.I.P.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because he had done so much cocaine, he was like, these whites are never white enough.
What is wrong?
How can I get them whiter? I need to do 800 loads of laundry right now.
He was like just deep involved.
These
in the
clothes cooking. Are never clean enough.
Just deeply involved
just in the
KKK.
Washer.
Just like, I know
he's
you gotta
got
get
like
your
scuba gear. Scuba gear on.
I know a thing or two about making them white.
You sprinkle a little cocaine on these fucking sheets and they're whiter than white or white. White. Hold my heart.
Everything I love, sheets and cocaine. They're white.
I love sheets of cocaine.
I love sheets of cocaine.
Billy Blanks, R.I.P.
R.I.P. You're a G in the QVC world.
Rip them dicks.
It's a lot of letters.
You're a G in the... Dude. I'm a real G in the QVC world.
I had a lot of fun. Thanks for having me again, guys.
Anytime.
It's really a cool thing to be a part of. I love you, world.
Alex, I love you, buddy. And I annoy you a lot. I think that's going to be the new theme of the show.
What?
Piss you off, annoy you.
That's really the theme of my life.
Easy to
do. People like to do that.
It's so easy to piss Alex off. That's crazy. Just
because life
is there,
just
short.
That probably pissed them off.
Oscars.
Deuces.
Bye-bye.